The Rambam, when he formulates the Issur of Tefillin on Tisha B'Av, he writes something very interesting. He writes in Hilchos Tainios, Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph, U'miktas HaChachamim Noagin Shelo Lahaniach Bo Tefillin Barosh. Some Chachamim have a minig not to wear Tefillin on their heads, not to wear Tefillin Sharosh. It's interesting. Why, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, do we find a distinction between Tefillin Shiyad and Tefillin Sharosh? And yet, in Hilchos Avel, in Perak Dalet Halacha Tes, the Rambam doesn't distinguish between Tefillin Shel Rosh and Tefillin Shel Yad. He says that there's an Issa for an Oval to wear Tefillin on the first day of Shiva Stam, whether it's Tefillin Shel Yad or Tefillin Shel Rosh. So why, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, do we find this distinction that there's an old minig that some don't wear Tefillin Shel Rosh? It sounds like they would wear Tefillin Shel Yad. And yet, when it comes to Hilchos Avelos, the Rambam says that the Issa is across the board, that an Oval is not allowed to wear Tefillin, bein Tefillin Shel Yad, bein Tefillin Shel Rosh. Rabbi Sacha Friend, in his Sefer Ohalei Yisachar, a beautiful Sefer on Hilchos Avelos, he wrote a Sefer half on Hilchos Avelos and half on Masechta Tmura. Interesting, two different topics that he discusses. So there in the Sefer, he suggests that maybe this Rambam in Hilchos Tainias can be explained if we better understand the Issa for a novel to wear tefillin on the first day of Shiva. The Rishonim actually have a machlokas as to why an Ovel is not allowed to wear tefillin on the first day of Shiva. The Gemara in Moed Katan, the Gemara in Baruchis, both quote a Pasuk, the Pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. The Pasuk in Yecheskel says, Pe'ercha chavosh alecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel that he wants him to keep the Pe'er on himself. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel that he's gonna cause his wife to pass away, and Yecheskel is not going to observe Avelis, and Klal Yisrael is going to realize from that at the time of the Churban, the death is going to be so rampant and so widespread, people are going to be numbed by all the death around them that they won't observe Avelis for their Krovim that are going to pass away. So Yecheskel observes a little Avelis. He doesn't learn Torah, and he doesn't engage in Sheila Shalom, as we mentioned, Heyonek Dom. But the rest of the Dini Avelis, which he should have been knowing, he's not knowing. So from that, we derive a lot of Hilchas Avelis. So Pe'ercha Chavosh Alecha is one example of an act that Yecheskel did do, which, as an Ovel, if a person were an Ovel, he wouldn't do. An Ovel is not supposed to wear Pe'er. Yecheskel wore the Pe'er. So what is Pe'er? Pe'er is Tefillin. Pe'er is Tefillin. So it's clear that Pe'ercha Chavosh Alecha is some kind of a makar for the Yisuf for an Ovel to wear Tefillin. But how do we understand that Gzeres HaKosuv? So Rashi and Brachas and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph writes that since Tefillin are Ikru Pe'er, Ve'ovel Ma'olil Ba'afar Karno, Rashi writes that the Ovel is rolling in the dirt, he's rolling in the dust, he's very, very much upset. So it's inappropriate to put Pe'er, to put the beauty of Tefillin, Tachas Sefer, underneath the Efer. So from Rashi you get the impression that some kind of a Svara based on the Pasuk. But Tosfos there in Divrei Maschil Shenemar in Brachos, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, be careful. He says, there's no question that the real Isser is derived from the Pasuk Perecha Chavosh Alecha. It's a Gzeres HaKosuv. Aye, so what did Rashi need? The Svara that Ovel is Ma'ol of Afrakarno? Says Tosfos, Rashi needed the Svara either to explain why this halach applies only to Tefillin and not to other mitzvahs. The Ovel is Mechuyiv in all other mitzvahs. An Onein is Potim in our mitzvahs. But an Ovel is Mechuyiv in all mitzvahs except for Tefillin. How do we know that? Well, the Svara tells me it's Bedavka. This Gzeres HaKosuv applies dafka to Tefillin and not to other mitzvahs. Or the purpose of the Svara is to explain why it only applies on the first day of Shiva, not the other days. The Ovel is Ma'ol of Afar Karno at the beginning of Shiva, but then he is not as sad, so to speak, and therefore he's not Ma'ol of Afar Karno in the same way, and that's why the Isser of Tefillin will not apply. But says Tosfos, the real mocker for the Isser of an Ovel to wear Tefillin is from the Pasuk Pe'ercha Chavosh Alecha. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh in Moed Katan at the end of Simen Gimel, which is in your packet, the Rosh, where is that? This is on page 1. The Rosh at the end of Simen Gimel. We only have the last part of Simen Gimel. So this is a very long Simen in the Rosh, a very important Simen. The Rosh there is talking about the age-old machlokas, whether Avelis Yom Rishon Daraisa, whether the first day of Avelis of Shiva is Daraisa or is it only Midrabbanan. All the Rishonim assume that you can't say all of Shiva is Daraisa. Some parts of Shiva must be the Rabbanan. There is one sheet in the Gaonim at the Rif in Brachas in the third parak quotes, the Rif at the end of the second parak quotes that maybe all of Avelos of Shiva is the Raisa, maybe they derive it from the Pasuk at the end of Sefer Bereishis, Vayas La'aviv Evel Shivas Yomim, that Yosef was Misabel of Yaakov Avinu for 7 days, so maybe that's a mokar that all of Shiva is the Raisa. But most Rishonim assume, all the Rishonim assume that it's just Nasmach the Bialma. The Avelos, most of the Avelos of Shiva certainly mid Rabban, and the question is whether the first day of Shiva is the Raisa or not. The Rif assumes that it's the Raisa, the Ramam assumes that it's the Raisa. They have different makoros for what it's where it's derived from. I think the Rambam says that it's derived from the Isser, the mitzvah of a kohen to be metame to his mace. The pasuk says lo yitama, that a kohen whose relative passes away, he's mechuyev to be metame to the mace. So maybe that's the makor that that the ovel has to be misabel for his karov, and being metame to the mace is part of this avela. So that's the makor for avelas yom rishon daraisa. So the Rosh, in discussing this issue, he says, "V'ochim istaber davelus di alef miyecheskel havidaraisa midi alfina mina liftor ovel minatfilin da havidaraisa." He says, at first glance, you'd think that there must be avelus yamishon daraisa, because if not, how could an ovel be potter from tefillin? You're going to take a pasuk in Yecheskel, and you're going to use that as a mocker to be mevatel the mitzvah daraisa of tefillin. The pasuk in Yecheskel is midivrei kabbalah; it's a pasuk in Nevi'im. And you're going to be mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa based on a pasuk in the Nevi'im. How can you do that? So it must be that the psukim in Yecheskel are just megale what avelos d'oraisa is all about. They just megale the details. They reveal what halachos should apply to an ovel tok shiva. But once we know what halachos apply, then based on other makaras, we know that these halachos are going to be d'oraisa. Because if it's not d'oraisa, how can the ovel be potter from wearing tefillin? Or maybe even be also from wearing tefillin. How can you be mevatel the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillin based on avelus, which will only be midrabanan? But says the Rosh, I don't think that's a raya. There's no raya that avelus yom rishon d'oraisa. Maybe taka avelus even of yom rishon is midrabanan. But nevertheless, the ovel is going to be parted from tefillin. How? He says, because first of all, the ptur of tefillin, he says, you can't derive from the pasuk in Yecheskel. Because if that's the case, it should apply kol shiva. It should apply throughout the days of Shiva, just like all the other halachas that we derive from Yecheskel. And nevertheless, the p'tur we know the p'tur of tefillin only applies the first day of Shiva. So says the Rosh, the p'tur of tefillin can't be derived from a gezeras hakosa from the pasuk. It must really be that there's a svara working. The reason why the ovel is parted from tefillin on the first day of Shiva is because tefillin are ikru pe'er. V'ovel biyomar ma'ol ba'afar karno, be'efer karno, ve'enachon shiyosim ha'ovel tefillin shu pe'er b'makom efer. Says the Rosh, he thinks the reason why an ovel doesn't wear tefillin on the first day of Shiva is because it's inappropriate for the ovel to be putting pe'er, to be putting tefillin, tachas sefer. Exactly what Rashi and Brachas wrote. Says the Rosh, b'shevi al tasa bitlu chacham in mitzvah tefillin biyom rishon. B'shevi al tasa, chazal are able to be oker mitzvahs. We know yesh koch v'chacham lakadovim in atorah b'shevi al tasa. So says the Rosh, that's exactly how the Chachamim were able, through the mitzvah of Avelos that they instituted, to be doche the mitzvah of Tefillin. Tefillin is daraisa, but nevertheless, Chazal, b'shevi al tasa, if they only tell you passively to be mevatel mitzvah say, that's okay. So says the Rosh, that's why, even if you say that Avelos yom rishon derabonon, nevertheless, we can understand why the Ovel is not allowed to wear Tefillin on the first day of Shiva, because that's not learned from Gezeres HaKosa from Yecheskel, it's learned in Svar. So this is a machlokes, Tosfos and the Rosh, whether we understand that the tour of an ovel from wearing tefillin on the first day of Shiva is based on Gzeres HaKosa from Yecheskel, or the Iker Mokar is Misvar. What does the Rambam hold? So if you look at the Rambam in Ilchas Ovel, he quotes the pasuk in Yecheskel and doesn't give any svar at all. You get the impression that the Rambam holds that it's Gzeres HaKosa. So Rabbi Fran suggested maybe that's the answer to the Rambam in Ilchas Tanios. You know why the Rambam, you know why those Mikzas Chachamim were noheg not to put on tefillin Sharosh? There's no mention as to whether they put on tefillin Shalyad. The impression you get is that they did put on the Shalyad. How could they distinguish between the tefillin Sharosh and the tefillin Shalyad? The answer might be that they assume that on Tisha B'Av there's no Gzeres HaKosa from Yecheskel not to put on tefillin. The only reason why you wouldn't put on tefillin is Misvara. Sheinachon losim pe'er tachas efer, that on Tisha B'Av as well, as the Maseches Sofrim we found says, that people are mispalshin be'efer, they roll in the dust on Tisha B'Av. So, Einachon losim pe'er tachas efer, that svara only applies to Tefillin Sharosh, not to Tefillin Shoyad. So as a result, the Chacham, the minhag of the Chacham was only not to put on tefillin Shel Rosh on Tisha B'Av. For an Ovel, there's no reason to distinguish between tefillin Shiyan and tefillin Shel Rosh because it's learned out of Gzeiras HaKosav from Yecheskel. All of the halachos that the Rambam lists over there in Perek Dalet Halacha Test, the special halachos that apply to an Ovel on the first day, that he doesn't wear tefillin and he has a Sudas Havra, meaning other people have to give him food, V'lechem Anoshim Lo Sochal, that he's not allowed to, that he's the Ovel normally, as opposed to Yecheskel, is supposed to eat Lechem Anoshim, he's supposed to eat someone else's food, he's not supposed to provide for himself. These are all derived from Gzeiras HaKosav, from the Psukim in Yecheskel. There's no Svara to this. They're derived from Psukim. So that's why there's no distinction when it comes to Tefillin between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh for an Ovel on the first day of Shiva. But by Tisha B'Av, there is no Gzeiras HaKosav. It's only based on a Svara. So it's based on a Svara, then we can have a reason, then we can understand why there would be a difference between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Rabbi Friend just added as well that maybe according to this we can better understand the Girsa of the Rambam. The Nusach of the Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam in the Defus Frankel. In the Frankel Rambam, he's Goris, Nogin Shalola Haniach Tfilin Birosh. That on Tisha B'Av the Chacham and the Mitzvah Chacham Manoeg, that they don't put on Tfilin Birosh on the head. Why did I say Birosh? Just say Tfilin Shalrosh. Like the Beis Yosef's Girsa. That's the Girsa in the old versions of the Rambam. If you have an old version of the Rambam, you'll find it says Nogin Shalola Haniach Tfilin Shalrosh. But in the Frankel Rambam, it says Birosh. So what's the significance of that? So maybe the answer is that if the whole reason why we don't wear tefillin, or these mitzvahs chacham didn't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av, is because they nachan losim pe'er tachas efer. So the real reason is because there is efer birosh. So it's inappropriate to put tefillin birosh on the efer, or tachas efer. It's not just that they don't put on tefillin shirosh, they don't put on tefillin birosh, because the whole reason is due to the svar. The only problem with this approach, what's the problem with this approach to suggest that the Rambam distinguishes between Tefillin Shiyan and Tefillin Shel Rosh by Tisha B'Av because he's working with the Svara, they're not with the Gzeiras HaKosav? The problem is that according to the Rosh, who says that even an Ovel on the first day of Shiva doesn't wear Tefillin because of the Svara, according to the Rosh, if it's based on a Svara, the Ovel should have to wear Tefillin Shel Yad. The only Tefillin that the Ovel shouldn't wear is the Tefillin Shel Rosh, because they know Chalosin Pe'er Tachas Sefer. But Tefillin Shel Yad you should have to wear. If you assume that whenever you use the Svara to pata the Ovel from Tefillin, that means that he's only potter, or it's only also for him to wear the Tefillin Shel Rosh, not the Tefillin Shel Yad. So then we don't understand the Rosh. No one says that an Ovel doesn't wear, and that an Ovel wears Tefillin Shel Yad. No one distinguishes in Hilchos Avelos between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. So how could the Rosh explain that the Ptur of an Ovel and Tefillin is based on Svara? If it's based on Svara, then that should only apply to Tefillin Shel Rosh, not to Tefillin Shel Yad. So the answer might be along the lines of what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Tshuvas HaTzvi points out. This you also have in your packet. In page 4. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes from the Gemara in Shabbos. On Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara quotes, Ahalach l'mosh v'sinai l'huchshru l'mlech ha-shamayim el'or behem ha-torah b'lvad. That in the making of tefillin, you can only use hides from a kosher animal. And the Gemara is troubled. Why do we need a halach l'mosh v'sinai to teach me this? I need a halach l'mosh v'sinai to tell me that tefillin have to be made from an or behemah tahora? It's a pasuk. It's docha drasha. The pasuk in Parashas Kadosh Likol Bechor says, V'hoyel lecha la'os al yadcho lizikarm ben anecha l'man tia taras Hashem b'ficha. L'man tia taras Hashem b'ficha. So we dash in min amuta b'ficha. That tefillin have to be made min amuta b'ficha from something which you can eat. From or behemah tahora. So the Gemara asks, why do I need a special halacha l'mosh v'sinai to tell me l'huch shulim lecha shamayim el or behemah tahora b'lvad? Tepuk lei l'man tia taras Hashem b'ficha min amuta b'ficha. That the tefillin have to be made from an or behemah tahora, from something that you could eat. So the Gemara responds that maybe I need the special halacha Moshe Mitzrayim for the batim. The fact that the klaf of tefillin has to be made from Mor Behemah Tahara, that I know from Min Amutar B'Ficha. But maybe I need the special halacha Moshe Mitzrayim to tell me that even the batim of the tefillin have to be made from Mor Behemah Tahara also. So to that the Gemara asks, why do I need a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim for that either? The batim have an os on them, beha'amar abayish and shel tefillin halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. There's a halacha l'moshe misinai that you need a shin on the bias of tefillin. So if there's an os on the bias, there's some kind of lettering on the bias. So mistama, that's also l'mantia toras Hashem b'ficha, that any part of the tefillin that has toras Hashem, that has shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has osios of the Torah on it, any part of the tefillin that has osios of the Torah on it has to be minamutah b'ficha. So vaita, the question comes back, why do I need the special halacha l'moshe misinai l'hochshu l'mlecha shamayim ala or behemah tahara b'lavad, to teach me that the batim have to be made from or behemah tahara, typically, that since there's a shin shel tefillin on the bayis, so it has to be min amutah b'ficha, because it's like Torah Hashem, l'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha. So the Gemara gives an answer over there. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilui Nashas asks, I'll give you a very simple answer. Maybe I need the halacha l'moshe misinai to teach me that the batim of the shel yad have to be made from or behemah tahara, because shin shel tefillin is only on the bias of the shel rosh. So maybe the reason why you need the halacha l'moshe misinai to tell me min amutah b'ficha, to tell me that you need to make the tefillin from or behemah tahara, that's to teach me that the batim of the shel yad have to be made from or behemah tahara, because I wouldn't know that from min amutah b'ficha, since there's no os on the bias of the tefillin shel yad. So the Rashash answers that even though there's no os on the tefillin shel yad, I wouldn't necessarily distinguish between the tefillin shel rosh and the tefillin shel yad. Why? Because the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh are hukshu lahadodi. They're compared to each other. We know the halacha is that when a person takes off the tefillin, he has to take off the tefillin shel rosh first. That's a Gemara Menachas on Daf Lamed Vav. Why does he take off the tefillin shel rosh first? So the Gemara says, because the pasuk says v'hayu letotavos ben enecha, v'hayu is a plural. Why the plural? V'hayu letotavos ben enecha is talking about the tefillin shel rosh. So why does it use a lashon v'hayu plural? Says the Gemara, kolzman sheben enecha yu shtayim. It comes to teach me that whenever it's ben enecha, whenever the tefillin are ben enecha, whenever you have the tefillin shel rosh on, it has to be shtayim. They have to be both the shel rosh and the shel yad. So the Rashash says, not only does the word v'hayu tell me kolzman sheben enecha yu shtayim, but it creates a linkage between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. It tells me that the halachas that apply to one apply to the other as well. So he says, based on this, we can answer Rebbe Kiva Eger's kashin Shabbos. Why is it that the Gemara didn't answer that you need the halacha l'moshe misinai l'hukshu l'mlecha shamayim ala or behemah tahara b'lvad, to teach me that the batim of the shel yad have to be made from or behemah tahara, because they don't have an os? The answer is because once I know that the batim of the shel rosh have to be made from or behemah tahara, so from the pasuk v'hoyu, I know that that halacha has to apply to the tefillin shel yad as well. So that's why the Gemara had this kasha, why do I need the halacha l'moshe misinai? Because I don't even need it for the shel yad. Once I have the pasuk v'namutah b'ficha to tell me that not only does the klaf of the tefillin have to be min amutah b'ficha from or behemah tahara, but also the batim as well, the batim of the shel rosh, v'meila from the v'hayu, since tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are iskush lahadodi, I'll know that whatever halacha applies to the tefillin shel rosh has to apply to the tefillin shel yad as well. So based on this yisod, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank suggests maybe that's the reason why an avel doesn't put on even the tefillin shel yad, even though the svara might only apply to the tefillin shel rosh. The svara of Einachon loses peretachas. The Ephraim might only apply to the tefillin shel rosh, but v'hayu is makish tefillin shel yad to tefillin shel rosh. It compares the tefillin shel yad to the tefillin shel rosh regarding its halachas. So even though the svara only applies to the tefillin shel rosh, based on the hekesh of v'hayu between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, will apply that same halacha to the tefillin shel yad as well, even if the svara doesn't apply to the tefillin shel yad. So that could help us explain the position of the Rosh. According to the Rashash, we can perhaps answer that that even if the svara doesn't apply to the tefillin shel yad, but nevertheless, based on the drasha of Ahayu, will apply the halacha of the tefillin shel rosh to the tefillin shel yad as well, not only regarding minamut v'ficha, but even regarding this issur for an avil to wear tefillin. What's the problem with this answer? The problem is what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank himself points out, that if this is the answer for why there's no chiluk between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh when it comes to an avil on the first day, so the Rambam is still difficult. The Rambam in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. What did the Rambam say? He quotes the Mikneis Chachamim, one noeg not to put on tefillin shel rosh on Tisha B'Av, and we explained that maybe these Chachamim hold that on Tisha B'Av the issur to wear tefillin is based on a svar. It's not based on a gzeiras hakos of perecha chavo shalecha, but it's based on a svar of einochan losin per tachas sefer. And that's why it should only put on tefillin shel rosh and not tefillin shel yad. But once you assume like the Rashash, once you assume that the svar of the Rashash explains that whatever halacha applies to the tefillin shel rosh applies to the tefillin shel yad as well, and that's why there's no distinction to be drawn between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh in terms of hilchos avelos. So we're back to square one. Why did the Mikneis Chachamim distinguish between the shel yad and the shel rosh when it comes to Tisha B'Av? The reason why they're not wearing tefillin is because of the svara that ain't nachan losin per tachas sefer, even if it's based on a svara. But let the hekesh of Ahayu apply the halacha to tefillin shel yad as well. So I thought maybe we can explain the Rambam as follows. Maybe the answer for the Rambam is a little bit different than what Rabbi Frian was suggesting. The Rambam is going with the Svara. That much I have to agree with. The Rambam is assuming that the Yisra where it's filling on Tisha B'Av is based on a Svara. It's not based on a Gzeres HaKosov, like he writes in Hilchosava. But the Rambam's understanding of the Svara as to why there's an Yisra for an Ovel to where it's filling is very different than the Svara that the Rosh has. How so? If you look at Rashi and Sukkah, Rashi explains the Svara very differently. He says that the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, Perecha chavo shalecha, and tefillin akol pe'er. Says Rashi, Ve'ovel lav bar pe'erhu, and ovel is not shayach to pe'er, he's not shayach to beauty. Ukshemispa'er, mara ba'atzmo sheino ovel. When he beautifies himself by putting on tefillin, he shows that he's not an ovel. He's mevatel the shame ovel by putting on tefillin. Rashi doesn't say over here that Ovil is ma'olel ba'afar karnov einoy losim pe'er tachas efer. That's not his loshon. His loshon is va'ovil lav bar pe'er hu k'shem espayer mara ba'atz v'shein ovil. He shows that he's not an ovil. He's mevatel the shem ovil, so to speak. Is this issur for an ovil to wear tefillin according to Rashi and Sukkah? Is this a halacha in Hilchas Avelos or is it a halacha in Hilchas Tefillin? From Rashi and Brachas, you get the impression that it's a halacha in Hilchas Tefillin, a nochon losim pe'er tachas efer. But from Rashi and Sukkah, what's the impression you get? What is Rashi implying? Is this a halacha in Hilchas Tefillin or is it a halacha in Hilchas Avelos? I think it's a halacha in Hilchas Avelos. Rashi is saying, Shemispar mar ba'atzma sheino ovil, he's mevatel the shame ovil. It's not that in Tefillin that it's not right for the Tefillin to put them b'makom efer. It's a halacha in Hilchas Avelos that he's mevatel the shame ovil from himself. If he's mispire, if he beautifies himself. This could be the position of the tour as well. Some ask a kasha on the tour. The tour's lashon in Hilchas Avelos and Hilchas Tisha B'Av is very different when he talks about tefillin. This is in the packet on page 2 and 3. The Torah in Hilchas Tefillin in Siman Lamechah says, Ovel b'yamrishon potter mikan ve'elech chayiv. And Ovel is potter from wearing tefillin on the first day of Shiva. But in Hilchas Avelos, he writes, Ovel osa lohaniyach tefillin, v'daka b'yamrishon avel b'sheni mutter. And Ovel is osa b'tefillin. In Hilchas Avelos, he uses the lashon osar, and in Hilchas Tefillin, he uses the lashon potter. To talk in the new tour, the Haggadah on the bottom of the tour, and Oz Gimel quotes from the Shulchan Gavoa in Hilchas Tefillin. He quotes from the Shulchan Gavoa. The nearly to tow sofer who v'tzarech lama aser. He says, Mistamet has to say aser, not that an ovel is potter in tefillin. He's not allowed to wear tefillin. He's aser in tefillin, like the Torah says in Hilchas Avelos. So you could just change the girsa. That certainly solves the problem. But maybe the answer for the tour is as follows. Maybe the tour understood like this Rashi and Sukkah, that the issa for an ovel to wear tefillin is a halacha in Hilchas Avelos. That the ovel, if he's mispara ba'atzmo, he's marashenu ovel, he's mevatel l'shem ovel from himself. It's a halacha in Hilchas Avelos. That's why in Hilchas Avelos the Torah says it's taka also for the Yavol to wear tefillin. But he can't say in Hilchas Tefillin that it's also for the Yavol to wear tefillin. Mitzad Hilchas Tefillin, there's no issa for the Yavol to wear tefillin. It's just that once there's an issa mitzad Hilchas Avelos to wear tefillin, so then the Yavol is potter from wearing tefillin. He can't wear tefillin. Mitzad Hilchas Tefillin. But mitzad Hilchas Tefillin, there's no issa to wear tefillin. That's why he doesn't say in Hilchas Tefillin that it's also for him. He just says it's potter. He's potter mitzad the issa of Hilchas Avelos. Just like Rashi would say, that the reason why the Ovel is also to wear tefillin is because he'll be mevatel l'shem Ovel from himself if he's mispareh ba'atzma, if he beautifies himself. I was thinking, maybe this is pshat in the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam understands that the svara, why an Ovel should not wear tefillin, is like Rashi and Sukkah, that if he's mispareh ba'atzma, he'll show that he's not an Ovel, he'll be mevatel l'shem Ovel. And that svar, of course, only applies to Tisha B'Av. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel says that the reason why an Avel doesn't wear tefillin on the first day of Shiva is because of Gzeiras HaKasuv, Perech HaChavosh Alecha. But that Gzeiras HaKasuv doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av. The svar applies to Tisha B'Av. What svara? A svar in Hilchos Avel. So maybe the Rambam understood as follows. If the svara is that he'll be mevatel the Shem Avel from himself, if it's not a svar in Hilchos Tefillin, so then who says that the Hekesh of the Rashash, the Hekesh of Ahayu, will apply? Maybe the Hekesh of Ahayu only applies to Dinei Tefillin. We compare Tefillin Sharosh and Tefillin Shalyad regarding Hilchas Tefillin. So if the Svara is like as the Rush would say, it's based on Hilchas Tefillin, Ein Nochon Losim Per Tachas Efer, so then Taka, based on the Gzeiras HaKosev of Vahayu, the Hekesh of Ahayu between Tefillin Sharosh and Tefillin Shalyad, that Svara, that Halacha should apply to Tefillin Shalyad as well. Even if the Svara of Einachon Lassim Per Tachas Sefer only really applies Misvara to the Tefillin Sharosh, but Medina, based on the Hekish, it'll apply to the Tefillin Shalyad as well. But according to the Rambam, maybe the Rambam understood like Rashi and Sukkah that the Svara is a Svara in Hilchas Avelos. And if it's a Svara in Hilchas Avelos, who says that that Svara should apply across the board even to Tefillin Shalyad? Only Halachos and Ilchas, Svaras and Ilchas Tefillin, or Halachos and Ilchas Tefillin that apply to one part of the Tefillin, apply to the Tefillin Shel Rosh, will apply to the Tefillin Shiyad as well. But a Svar and Ilchas Avelos, perhaps we can't extend to Tefillin Shiyad based on this Hekesh between Tefillin Shiyad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. So this could certainly help us explain the Rambam. What are we going to do for Rashi? Rashi and Sukkah? Rashi and Sukkah holds a Svar and Ilchas Avelos, so how could it be? How could it be that that the Ovel wears both Tefillin Shayad and Tefillin... the Ovel doesn't wear Tefillin Shayad and Tefillin Sharosh. The Ovel is part of both from Tefillin Shayad and Tefillin Sharosh, if it's based on a Svara. So the answer might be that Rashi assumes both. Rashi in Brachas assumes that that there's a Svara in Ilchas Avelos, and Rashi in Sukkah says there's a Svara in Ilchas Tefillin. So Rashi might really assume that there's a Svara in Ilchas Tefillin as well, for the Ovel not to wear Tefillin Sharosh, like the Rosh. So based on that, there should be no problem to use the Hekesh to extend the Halacha of Tefillin Sharosh to Tefillin Shayad. Just like the Ovel will not wear Tefillin Sharosh, he won't wear Tefillin Shayad either. But the Rambam assumes that there's only one Svara in Tisha B'Av. These Mixas Chachamim felt that there was only one Svara on Tisha B'Av. A Svara in Ilchas Avelos is not to wear the Tefillin Sharosh, because if the Ovel is Mispar Ba'atzmo, he's Mar Ba'atzmo Sheino Ovel. It's like a Bittel of the Din Avelos. So if the Svara is the Din in Hilchas Avelos, then it makes sense that this should only apply to Tefillin Sharosh, not to Tefillin Shayad. The Hekesh of Ahayu will not be used to extend this halacha from Tefillin Shayad to Tefillin Sharosh to Tefillin Shayad.